Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Dr. Karen Cam Radio Show. The intention of this show is to empower and inspire you to manifest the life of your dreams, whether it's radiant health, prosperity, loving relationships, or simply peace of mind. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm your host, Dr. Karen Cam, author of the number one bestseller, Guide to Healing Chronic Pain, A Holistic Approach. And with me today is Dr. Dennis Loebstein, who has been with me for a while now. Actually, every first Monday of the month is Ask the Doctors on LifeWave Radio, and we focus today's and every one of those Mondays on how to best use the LifeWave products, which I'm a big fan of because I'm an energy worker, I'm an acupuncturist, so it's just perfect for my practice and for what I do, and how to use the products to help support the body's own healing mechanism. Just like acupuncture helps support the body, the LifeWave patches and the products do help to support the body's ability to heal itself. And today's topic is going to be about swelling, sweating, and hemorrhoids. I know that's kind of a weird combination, but in Chinese medicine, not so much, because there are some underlying imbalances in certain meridians that contribute to all these three things. And so even though we've touched on a few in past shows, I wanted to make it really easy for people to find. So some of this might be a repeat for those of you that are show fans, and we know we have hundreds of people from around the world that listen to the show and the archives every week. But this will be easier for people to search for. So we're going to kind of focus on these. And we do have some people that are calling in or have emailed in some questions as well that we'll ask Dr. Dennis. And so swelling, sweating, and hemorrhoids. Kind of uncomfortable stuff. But you know what? People do ask these questions. They don't know what they got, swollen legs, or I have one person who's just kind of swollen all over, you know, different parts of her body, you know, just start swelling, and you know, some of it's due to detoxification, some of them due to lymphatic congestion from, you know, inflammation. And then you think sweating's not a big deal, but for some people it's a huge deal. Excessive sweating, or sometimes not sweating enough, or inability to cool themselves down. And that's really an important imbalance. It's not just, you know, a little thing that people don't have to worry about. It's not that you have to worry about it, but you do want to take those signs like, hey, something is out of balance here. So we do want to address those, and Dr. Dennis will let us know what underlying things does that mean in the body, what imbalances are causing that. And hemorrhoids, even though it seems like, again, a minor problem, for some people it is really, really annoying. And some people think something's hemorrhoids when it's not. Like there's a woman that I have that has pain in the anal area, like these spasms of pain, and that's not really a hemorrhoidal symptom per se. It can be, but we call that proctalgia fugax, which I've had a couple times many, many years ago, and boy, that is really, really painful. And maybe Dr. Dennis can come up with some LifeWave protocol we can use for all of these different symptoms. So welcome, Dr. Dennis.
Oh, hey, Dr. Karen. So glad to be here with you. It's a beautiful day here in SoCal. And I got a little story about walking around in Venice Beach relative to hemorrhoids. And you're so right, you know, about how all these underlying energetic imbalances can be tied together with Asian medicine ideas that we don't often see when we're only dealing with the physical.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and by the way, I just wanted to mention, I know Dr. Nez, you know this, but for people that are calling in and want to ask a question live, we're more than happy to have you ask those questions. We're going to kind of go into our topic first, and then a little bit later, if you want to ask the question when you call in, the number is 818-514-1190. Again, it's 818-514-1190, and just hit 1 after you call in so we know your hand is up. So we do have one person with their hand up, so we'll address your question as soon as we get through a little bit of our topic here. So, okay, Dr. Dennis, awesome. Take it away.
Great. Yeah, so we're talking about pain in the butt today.
Yeah, absolutely.
One of my sister's friends was visiting, and she wanted to go for a walk on Venice Beach. And this is actually how I developed the triple triangle protocol for pain in the back. It started out with hemorrhoids because she had really severe hemorrhoid pain. And that was inhibiting her from being able to walk and enjoy the beach. So I figured, okay, what acupuncture points and patches can I put on them to mitigate or lessen this pain? And I'm thinking, okay, if we started with the ice wave patches, where would we put them? And so I started with bladder 57, which is right below the gastroc or calf muscle, because that's called support mountain. And when you stimulate those points, you activate and move the chi in everything up the back. Because the back is a mountain. And so we've got a white ice wave patch on the right bladder 57 and a tan ice wave patch on left bladder 57. Then I'm thinking, well, okay, that helped a little bit. And it got rid of some of the pain. It went from like about an 8 down to a 4, which was cutting the pain in half. So I guess that's more than a little bit. So I'm thinking, okay, how can we get rid of all the pain? Let's see if we can make a triangle here. And what point is known above bladder 57 for dealing with hemorrhoids in Chinese medicine? Well, how about GV2, which is right on the sacrum? There's a little hiatal area, a horseshoe-shaped divot on the bone of the sacrum. And that is indicated in Chinese medicine for getting rid of hemorrhoids. So I put a glutathione patch, and we didn't have Eon patches back then. So I put a glutathione patch on GV2 with the ice wave patches on bladder 57, and I had a nice triangle with the ice wave patches on the base and the glutathione patch above. So we have three points, make a nice triangle. And my sister's friend went out to Venice Beach for a walk for about an hour or so. And she came back, and I asked her how her hemorrhoid pain was, and she goes, "What pain?"
Great.
So that was the beginning of the triangle paradigm, and I expanded it to three triangles for overall back pain. But it actually started out with the hemorrhoids.
Yeah, I remember that story, and I didn't know it was a glutathione. I thought it was a carnosine that you started with, but that's the more advanced triple triangle that you do the carnosine at GV2, which is, you know, for those of you that are not acupuncturists on the line, it's just above the butt crack or something close to there.
That's right. Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Yeah. So, that's really interesting. And how do you know to always put the white ice wave on the right side and the tan on the left?
Well, it's a general paradigm for the polarity of patching. As you know, is to put the positive patch on the right side of the body and the negative patch on the left side. So the white patch is electropositive, or we could call it yang patch. And the tan patch is electronegative or yin. So if we're using a left-right paradigm, or right-left paradigm, depending on how you look at it, or a yang-yin paradigm with the yang on the right and the yin on the left, then we put the white patch on the right and the tan patch on the left.
Mm-hmm. Okay, got it. Great. Now, is this... do you think that now, if people want to keep it simple and just do three patches versus, you know, the triple triangle that has two or three additional patches, would you still recommend the glutathione in just above the butt crack for hemorrhoid pain, or would you use a different patch?
Well, there's a lot of flexibility we could use. And as you noted, when I developed the triple triangle, I use a carnosine on GV2 with the glutathione above and the Eon even above that. So I have the progressively more yang or electropositively stronger patches more towards sky or above. But if you're just using one triangle and just the GV2 for the hemorrhoids, then using the glutathione or the Eon or the carnosine just by itself would probably be good enough. But if it's not good enough, you can even stack some of the YH patches on each other, or even all three on each other. Like put a carnosine down first and then stack a glutathione on it, or put a glutathione down first and then stack an Eon on it, or stack all three of them.
Ah, does it matter which one you put on top of what?
No.
Okay, it doesn't really matter what order. Okay, and can you describe to people where this bladder 57 is, where you can put the two ice wave patches, white on right and tan on left?
Okay, well, if you planar flex the foot, which means if you...
Go on your tippy toes.
Yeah, go on your tippy toes as if you're stepping up a stair. And you'll notice a pronounced divot between the connection of the Achilles tendon and the calf muscle on the back of the leg. And then if you poke around on that and find the particularly sore spot, that's usually where bladder 57 is. And sometimes the Ashi point, or the point you really need to use, might be a little off where the anatomical description of bladder 57 might be. And the Ashi point is really where the patch should go if you want to optimize the efficacy of it.
So that's the pain. So I'm poking my calf as we speak here, and lo and behold, there is a tender spot. Didn't think there would be, but there it is.
So, and that means bladder 57 would be useful for you to use.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. Well,
yeah,
we have somebody that wants to know whether if they have like a herpes breakout in the general genital area or around the anal area, would this protocol be helpful? By the way, folks, I'm on the chat, so if you're chatting, if you're online and you can't call in because you're, you know, from another country, you don't want to use the phone, you can actually, I've opened the chat, so you can go ahead and ask questions on the chat. So go ahead, Dr. Dennis.
Okay, well, most people know herpes is very painful, and most people don't know, though, that it's related to blockages. What's causing the pain is blockages in the gallbladder channel or the wood. And especially around the genital area, you have a wood channel, namely the liver, circumscribing the genital area. So what I'd start with is a tan ice wave patch on left liver 3 and the white ice wave patch on right gallbladder 41. And the reason I'm using gallbladder 41 is that it's a master point for the belt channel, and the belt goes around the waist and connects with all the other channels going up and down the body. And so I'm getting it wood and gallbladder and using the right-left paradigm with the negative patch on the left and the positive patch on the right. So the negative patch goes on the yin organ, namely the liver, and the white patch goes on the yang organ, namely the gallbladder, of the wood element,
okay.
which is a liver gallbladder yin yang pair.
And you're using just that patch for pain? You don't need to make a triangle?
No, you can make a triangle. After you have that base set up, you can go further up. The life gate would be a good point, which is GV4, that's just below the lumbar vertebra 2 on the midline, on the back. And that usually will take care of it.
Mm. Oh, that's cool. Now, it takes care of the pain of the herpes breakout. Is that what we're treating?
Right, and also clearing blockages out of the wood channel.
Ah, okay.
Namely the gallbladder.
Yep. And which YH patch would you use for this, for the life gate point?
I would start with glutathione or Eon and see which one's working best. Well, you could even stack the two together on the life gate.
Okay.
You could
great.
Even separate them, say put the glutathione on GV2, which we talked about before, and the Eon patch on the LifeGate, which is GV4.
Mm. Very cool. And so would you use the same, going away from the herpes pain, if we had that other woman that has the sharp spasmy pain in the anal canal,
yeah.
So she doesn't have any protruding hemorrhoids or bleeding or, you know, any of those swelling type symptoms, but just this spasmy pain, would you still use the triangle that you mentioned earlier for hemorrhoids?
Yes, definitely would. Now, the triangle that I described for the hemorrhoids and the sharp spasmy pain in the rear, that's designed for getting rid of acute pain. Now, the actual underlying cause of hemorrhoids, according to allopathic medicine, is unknown. But in Chinese medicine, we know that hemorrhoids is a prolapse of the blood vessels in that area, and the spleen qi is the energy of the body that prevents prolapse of organs and also prevents blood from being reckless, which means if blood is reckless, it comes out of the vessels and you get bleeding. And as people know, sometimes hemorrhoids bleed. And that occurs when there's too much heat. And so the prolapse happens when there's spleen yin deficiency. And when there's spleen yin deficiency heat, that causes bleeding.
Mm.
So Western medicine will prescribe, as you know, acetaminophen or some kind of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug for the pain. But in the long run, that actually makes the pain worse. That's because non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs and also statins will cause liver qi stagnation. And when the liver qi becomes stagnant, the wood, which liver is in, starts attacking the earth in which spleen is one of the organs. So you have liver attacking spleen and making spleen weak. And when the spleen qi becomes weak, it doesn't do its job. And one of the spleen's energetic jobs is to hold up the organs. So if you've got weak spleen qi, then you have a higher risk of the spleen energy is not holding up the rectal blood vessels and getting prolapse down there. So the acetaminophen and non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs in the long run actually make the underlying energetic condition of hemorrhoids worse, according to Chinese medical physiology.
I see. So things like, you know, if somebody's got a vaginal prolapse or the uterus is falling down or they're peeing a lot, their bladder is falling down and they've done corrective surgery to lift it up, but those are all related to the spleen energy being weak?
Yeah, that's right. Spleen qi deficiency, and the bleeding would be spleen yin deficiency heat. So
interesting.
Right. We can tonify the spleen qi with another triangle. So the easiest triangle and the points people are most familiar with is spleen 6. So spleen 6 tonifies the yin, especially of the spleen and the liver and the kidney, because all three of those yin channels of the leg cross right at spleen 6. And spleen 6 is 3 inches north of the inside ankle, as a lot of people already know. And so I would put ice wave patches on spleen 6 with the white on the right and the 10 on the left. And then also use CV3. And CV3 is 1 inch superior to the pubic bone along the midline and the front of the body. And so this triangle will help tonify spleen qi and deal with the chronic underlying root of prolapse. And one way the prolapse manifests is with hemorrhoids.
Ah, great. So if you have acute pain, you can use the triple triangle in the back. And then if you don't have pain but want to treat the underlying energetic imbalances causing the prolapse and the bleeding and stuff to begin with, then you could use this where you help support the spleen through spleen 6 on the inside ankles, and then on the belly, put the YH patch on conception vessel 3.
Yes, that's right. And
okay.
And you can also alternate if the pain is starting to go away or not as bad one day, you can alternate between the back triangle and the front triangle. So you're getting the acute pain one day, which is the branch, and the root of the problem or the underlying spleen qi deficiency the other day.
Okay, great. And again, does it really matter which YH patch you put on CV3, conception vessel
3? No, we could use carnosine, glutathione, or Eon, whichever one seems to be working best for you, or you can even stack 2 or 3 of them.
Okay, very cool. Now, I want to get to this question before we move on to the discussion about the sweating and
let me talk about something else that contributes to spleen qi deficiency.
Oh, okay.
Most people don't realize that a number of other things recognized by Chinese medicine can contribute to weak spleen qi, which would induce or contribute to hemorrhoids. And that is eating cold food, eating damp food, and eating a lot of sweets. So sweets is obvious, that's sugar. And a lot of people are eating food that has sugar in it, a lot of processed sugar. That's bad for the spleen. That will contribute to hemorrhoids. Cold food, eating cold all the time, especially if you're qi deficient and your yang is weak, that's going to weaken spleen qi even more. Cold food like ice cream. And damp food has a lot of fat in it, the wrong kinds of fat especially, and that contributes to blockages and phlegm buildup, and that will also weaken spleen qi. So any one or combination of those in excess, too much sweet, too much cold, too much damp, will weaken the spleen qi and increase your risk of hemorrhoid formation.
Are you talking about fried foods?
Yes, I'm talking about fat. Fried stuff, ice cream. There are some fats that are good for the body, such as avocado fat, coconut fat, coconut oil, olive oil. Those are all medium-chain fatty acids, and those are good physiologically for the body. But most other kinds of fat, especially vegetable oil fat, polyunsaturated fatty acids that have been processed and that are trans fats, those are bad damp, not good.
Okay.
Also,
gotcha.
Worry and lack or excess of nurturing contribute to spleen qi deficiency. So worrying, like students typically have spleen qi deficiency because they're studying all the time, or any kind of worry would also contribute to it. And lack of nurturing. So stomach 36 would help with the feeling of the lack of nurturing. But I can elaborate on that, but I think you wanted to ask something else.
Well, my understanding was that the spleen energy is important for digestion. In Western medicine, we think about small intestine, large intestine, you know, stomach meridians and that kind of thing. But they say that students would, because they're trying to digest so much, material and memorize and learn and all that kind of stuff, that their spleen chi can get overused because they're digesting or trying to digest all this information. And I used to get bruised all the time for no reason. And that was when I was in school and med school and just like studying like crazy. And it's kind of rare now, unless I overwork, and then if I needle myself or something like that, I get a bruise. I'm like, uh-oh, I better lay off here and rest a little more. So your thoughts on that?
Oh, yes. It's actually the yin-yang pair, the spleen and the stomach, working together in the earth element that's responsible for nurturing caloric balance and digestion. And the spleen is also responsible for the muscles and for keeping blood in the vessels. And just as an aside, while I'm thinking about it, remember when I was talking about how the liver attacks the spleen when the liver chi is stagnant? Well, that's also a cause of rupturing blood out of the vessels. And when that happens in the brain, you have a stroke. And when that happens in the heart, you have a heart attack.
Yeah, wow. Very interesting. Okay, so let's see if I think this might be Anna, but let me just unmute phone number ending in 5353. So I'm going to unmute you, and then if you could, as concisely as you can, ask your question of Dr. Dennis and I, and we will hopefully give you a good answer. Okay.
Hi, Dr.
Hello.
Karen, thank you so much.
Hi, Anna.
Hi, how are you? Thank you.
Good, you're welcome.
I had a question. Oh, thank you. I had a question about polarity. I've been practicing yoga in the last 6 months and have been patching for the last 4.5 months. And my polarity keeps switching from left to right. I have periods of where I feel really great, and then my tendency is to overdo. And then I have periods where I'm just can barely lift my arms, like the last few days, and very susceptible to weather changes. So my question, though, is, if my polarity is switching, should I patch for my current polarity and try to test myself for that, or should I just generally patch white on right, tan on left, and maybe would that help stabilize my polarity?
Patch according to your polarity. If you know what your polarity is doing and you can test for it and understand where it is, you can play with the patches and find your sweet spots and deal with correcting the imbalance or the polarity the way it is. For example, I had somebody visiting our clinic once that had that was really anxious and had heart palpitations. And normally when you feel those palpitations and that anxiety, if you put energy enhancer patches on pericardium 6 with the white on the right and tan on the left, then you calm the person down. But when I did that, it jacked them up even worse. And so I recognized they had reverse polarity. I switched the polarity with a tan on the right and the white on the left, and she calmed down. So switching for polarity is always a good thing.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Go ahead.
Great question. And Anna, I was going to say, you know, Dr. Dennis doesn't actually know this yet, so I wanted to share this with him too, is because I'm so empathic and I have certain roles that I have, I guess, on a soul level, agreed to help out with healings of Mother Earth and some other ancient culture. Anyway, so, but I noticed lately, the last month or so in December, I would just switch polarity like boom. And this is someone who, like myself, who has been brain balancing, you know, using the Eon patches and been completely brain balanced. And I was like, what the heck is going on? And part of it, I think, is related to some of the Earth-related changes. And me and Mother Earth are very, very connected, although you'd never know because I never go outside a lot. I have to force myself because I love to work too much. But anyway, but we're so connected. So if there's some shift going on in Mother Earth, I will feel it and I will manifest reverse polarity. Now, that usually doesn't make me feel very good, but at the same time, it's almost like a healing crisis for me. So it's like I'm feeling someone else's stuff. So I will literally, now I've had to work on some healthy boundaries, so it's just between me and Mother Earth and not like a bunch of other people. But I've noticed that in a couple of my really empathic patients too. I will remotely muscle test them, and they will be reversed. So I said, oh, I think you're reversed. Let me check you manually, because they're in the office. And I check them manually. They're not reversed. I'm like, what the heck? You know? And so finally I asked and did, you know, manual muscle test. I said, are you proxying for someone or something? I get a yes. So when we figure it out, they're actually proxying for a loved one, or if they're like me and they proxy for Mother Earth, some of my Indigo or Earth Angel patients will do that. If Earth is in trouble or Earth is doing a healing phase, we fix whatever it is that that person or Earth needs, and all of a sudden they're brain balanced. And I'm like, oh, that's interesting. So I noticed with myself, if I can kind of do the polarity tapping thing, or, you know, put a patch on to get myself back to regular polarity, then I can muscle test, okay, what's going on? Who's this stuff? Is this? Is this my stuff? Is it someone else's stuff? Entities are another thing I find very, very common in people who are reversed, is that that's their body's stress response. It's like, hey, there's an entity here. There's a negative spirit here, and I don't like it. You know, and that's your signal that you got to clear it. So we just did a class last night on clearing ghosts and entities. And so, you know, we'll find this happen. And once we clear the entity and prevent it from, you know, those kinds of things from happening, then sometimes the polarity becomes much more stable. So just ideas for you. And I know beyond, obviously, our topic for today, but I thought I would share that with you.
I really appreciate that. The minute you started to talk about that, I just started to cry.
Okay.
So, that's really helpful. That's really helpful. And since I was a little kid, I've been asking adults who I admired, how is it that you keep your energy, other people's energy from coming into your body, and also keep your heart open? Because that was important to me. And so I would practice being open, but then I would just get too tired. And then I would practice being completely closed, but then I would get too lonely. And I think I've found I've developed some skills in that area, but I can do a lot better, I'm hoping, because I think that I'm carrying more than my share, and it's more than my body can handle anymore.
Yeah, those of us that are empaths really have to have healthy boundaries, that we use our gifts in a conscious way. So if you haven't taken the free classes on the Light Warrior training or the Clearing Ghosts and Entities, I would encourage you to sign up for those. And I know you are connected to Facebook, so just let me know if you don't know those links. You can sign up for those classes and watch the replays, and hopefully that'll help. So thank you so much for calling in today.
Thank you so much.
By the way, Dr. Karen, I didn't know you were that way.
Well, you know, I was that I was going reverse polarity every 2 days. That part?
No, I didn't know that. But I knew you're empathic and connected to Earth, and you're very nurturing.
Ah, thank you. Yeah, definitely have some earthiness and spleen chi issues. Although I'm very woody as well. My body's kind of part wood, part part spleen. Okay, so I have other people that called in that have not hit number one. So I guess their hand isn't up. So if that's different, let me know, or if you're on the chat, feel free to just ask a question there as well.
Let's say something before you go on.
Mm-hmm.
So, relative to the discussion we just had about entities, if you can practice spiritually going to zero point energy and connect the field of your heart with spirit, then you can place your intent in what's called frequency 9 in matrix energetics, or even if you don't know what matrix energetics is, frequency 9 is, you can place your intent on separating self from not self and take the not self frequency sets and move them into a portal to another dimension or universe where they're away from you and not interfering with what you want in your current frequency set.
Is there anything people can do with patches, with intention, that might help them do that as well?
Yes, that's a really good question, because I actually use the patches as crystals to reinforce energetic transformations, the way the ancient alchemists used to conduct energetic transformations and then use crystals to reinforce those energetic grids. So I use the patches, which are made of crystals, to reinforce energetic grids after an energetic transformation.
So are you saying, now you had mentioned in the previous shows about setting intentions and using patches on the head and getting to that 0 point place and then setting an intention. So if someone said, you know, wanted, didn't know whether they had an entity near them or influencing them, could they use that formula and then set that intention to just clear themselves of all negative or low vibrational energies?
Yes. And you can even modify it with a Tesla antenna. If they didn't know how to get to the field of the heart, you could use patches of the same frequency, like two Eon patches, put one of them on the heart area, for example, CV17 or CV14 or 15 on the front of the body, or even on the back on GV15, which is the spirit gate, and that would be the way the energy of the heart can travel or ride on the frequency of the patch to an area where you want the entity removed. And say you put the other patch on your third eye, so you have one on your heart and one on your third eye, and then you've got a Tesla antenna between your heart and your third eye, and your intention is to have the strong field of your heart remove the entity from your spirit field and direct it away. So that would be a way you could do it without knowing how to expand the 0 point energy.
Okay, so say that again. We've got so two Eons, one on the heart, for example, CV17, in the middle of the chest, one on the third eye, and what's the exact intention?
The intention is whatever shows up for you that would be useful, and in this case, it would be, say, to remove an entity from your spirit field.
Okay. Remove entity from spirit field.
Or if you think it's in your brain, remove it from your brain. Or if you think it's in your overall body, just to get rid of it, and send it away in a loving way or a loving manner through a portal to another dimension where it's wanted. So you clear your field with your intention. And then the patches, crystals, will reinforce that energetic transformation.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very cool. Great. Yeah, because a lot of people are not going to be able to figure out where it's attached, you know, if it is attached.
And you don't even have to know, just like we don't have to know what's causing an imbalance to use the patches.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Great. Now, we have another question. Are you ready to field another question?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. All right, so, hello.
Hi, how's it
hello.
Going?
Hello.
Hi, I just had a... Can I ask two different questions?
Sure.
Sure.
I was wondering about, like, I read in your description that acupuncture points or doing acupuncture, that can help with sweating, make you less sweaty.
Yes, we're going to deal with that. Do you want us to talk about that first?
Yeah, I'm just, is that like a viable option?
Mm-hmm.
Sure it is.
Sure. Well, how do I go about doing that?
Okay. Is there any particular sweating problem you have, like anhidrosis or hyperhidrosis, like not enough sweating or too much sweating?
Too much sweating.
Okay, too much. So if you want to clear whole body sweating, that's in Asian medicine considered clearing damp. And the two points that I'd focus on first are kidney 7 and large intestine 4. So I would use two sets of ice wave patches or energy enhancer patches, or even an Eon patch and an SP6 patch, and put the positive ones on the right and the negative ones on the left of kidney 7 and large intestine 4. And that's one paradigm. Another one would be to use a sky earth approach and put positive patches on both large intestine 4 and negative patches below on both kidney 7. And you can play with the combinations and see which one is working best for you.
Should I focus on the area that sweats the most?
You could do that if this overall clearing damp and whole body sweat and calming paradigm that I just described doesn't work, then you can focus on the areas. Which ones in particular? Maybe I can give you some hints what to do.
Well, acupuncture is the thing with the things, right? The needles or the pins?
Acupuncture uses needles, but you can also use energy needles, and you can also use patches which emit an energy signature, which is considered homeopathic energy signature, into the acupuncture points, which then moves that energy through the meridians.
Okay, so I just have one area that sweats too much. It's just my, it's kind of embarrassing. It's just my butt cheeks. Like, I don't get sweating very much. I'm pretty young, so I don't sweat that much. But that seems to be one place where it's out of control.
Okay. Well, you could use a triangle like I described earlier for the hemorrhoids, only instead of bladder 57, use kidney 7 for the lower points.
So, okay, so I wouldn't have to put any of those needles in my butt cheek?
No, you wouldn't have to use needles, just use patches.
Okay, and that...
Yes.
Is it good?
These are the LifeWave, the LifeWave patches. The nice thing about this, and that's why Dr. Dennis and I are fans, is that people that are not acupuncturists can get similar or sometimes better effects than acupuncture just by using these LifeWave patches. So when we're calling the names of the patches, that's what they are. He talks about ice wave patches, which are for pain, or energy enhancer patches for energy, but we can actually use them in these specific formulations that he's sharing with us to do it instead of acupuncture. Like I said, a lot of times it's a lot cheaper, and if it works, you know, you don't have to have any needling.
Oh, and I just put one patch on each butt cheek? Or is just one patch okay?
No, you take a set of ice wave patches and put the white one on right kidney 7 and the tan one on left kidney 7. And then you can take one of the YH patches and put it up on GV2, which is on your sacral area.
Okay. Well, so where do I go to get these patches? I don't know where to go. I'm almost 10. I turn 10 years old next February, but I still can't really, I'm still too young to really travel around and find these butt cheek things.
Well, we usually,
so I'm wondering,
does either of your parents, you know, would they, do you think they would be agreeable for you to try something like this? Have you told them about your issue?
I haven't told my mom, because, I mean, it's pretty embarrassing. My bum gets so sweaty and slippery. I have a hard time explaining that to people. And my mom's kind of like she has the personality of a stack of bricks, so it's kind of hard to talk to her.
Oh, but dear.
My dad knows about it. Yeah.
Okay.
My dad does know about it, though, but he seems to like it for some reason.
What do you mean he seems to like what?
Sorry, come again?
Sorry, he seems to like what? Acupuncture?
Well, no, the problem that I'm having.
Oh, okay. So you've told your dad about the problem. It's embarrassing to you, but he doesn't seem to think it's a problem.
No. He acts like he kind of likes it. He just hasn't said it up front.
Okay,
so
do you think he'd be agreeable for... do you think he'd be agreeable for you to try? Because obviously, if you're 10, you're going to need, you know, parental, permission to try a new product or to buy a new product for you to try. And we'd be happy to guide you, and you know, but we would actually need to talk with your one of your family members too, just to make sure that you know how to use them, and so we can coach and counsel you.
Okay. Is it okay if I get my dad on the phone?
Sure, if he's around.
Yeah, I'll get him quick.
Okay, while you're doing that. So, Dr. Dennis, just so people know, where can they find the acupuncture points listed online?
Well, there's a really good website called yinyanghouse.com, and when you go to that website, there's a tab called points. You click on that, and then you can find the meridians with the points. Hover the mouse over the point of interest, and it'll give you a detailed description of how to locate it.
Yeah, that's very, very, very handy to find that. And actually, I find some of the charts difficult because you can't do a search, whereas online you can do a search, say kidney 7, and then you can actually find the actual point online and then see where it is on your body.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Dr. Karen and Dr. Dennis here. Hi.
Hello.
How's it going, Karen and Donis? So I think my child kind of told you about the situation.
Yeah, you know, sometimes it can be really embarrassing to talk about, and your child's so brave to be able to ask. I mean, smart kid.
he's brave. I wouldn't even be able to go outside of the house if my bum was slippery like that. But he seems to be taking it in stride.
Yeah, so Dr. Dennis and I, we were describing how certain acupuncture meridians, if you're familiar with acupuncture or the idea of, you know, energy channels in the body, that they can be out of balance for people that have a sweating issue. So Dr. Dennis was giving us some actual protocols that we use with this holistic product we call LifeWave Patches to help the person, treat the underlying imbalances that are contributing to that symptom. So if that's something that you'd be willing to work with Dr. Dennis with, maybe what we can do is you can contact either of us, either Facebook, or you can, because, your son knew how to get here, so then we can contact you later and we can ask whether or not this will work for you for your son to try.
Okay. Just out of curiosity, do you know what would be the issue? Like, usually when a kid gets sweaty, and like I've dealt with a lot of sweaty kids, but usually when a kid gets sweaty, it's kind of all over their body, but I'm confused about what would be the cause for him to sweat profusely on the backside of his nether region. I've never heard of it before.
We don't really have to know what the cause is in order to deal with helping to lessen it.
Okay.
Yeah, but
Dr.
Dennis talked about the meridians being out of balance. So, Dr. Dennis, if it's in that area, does that have to do with the belt meridian at all, you think?
I'm
not sure. His belt fits him, so.
No, we're talking about the acupuncture meridian.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, no, that's okay.
I'd need more information to go on in order to be able to answer that. But if you used what I suggested before you got on the phone, which was energy enhancer or ice wave patches on kidney 7, and then one of the YH patches on a point called GV2, which is on the sacrum, just above the butt cheeks, that sets up a nice triangle that should change the energy in the area and will probably help.
Okay. Yeah, that would be the thing to do.
So, Dr. Dennis, did you want to share your contact information with Dad here so he can give you, so you guys can
get in
contact?
You can find me on Facebook, Dennis Loebstein, and just... You can message me and and give me your email, and then I'll send you some information.
Sure. Like, should I send a picture as a reference? Like, do you want me to send you a picture of his butt cheeks just so you can see what I'm talking about? Because it's unbelievably sweaty, and I don't think people understand.
No, I don't need a picture, no.
Okay, well, yeah, that sounds... I'll give you an email in a couple of days because there's a few external things that I kind of think might be the problem, but I'm not sure. Like 2 weeks ago, I walked in on my father. I walked in on my child.
Oops. We lost it. The call here. Sorry, Dr. Dennis.
That's okay. So
let's move on a little bit. And yeah, they can contact you for further details.
Right.
But this, you know, people have extra sweaty arms, extra sweaty feet. Sometimes it's in specific areas, other times it's in other areas. And I don't think that, it can be really, really bothersome. So you gave us quite a few, actually, protocols. You got the double patching protocol you mentioned earlier for whole body sweating. And then you've got the ones for this particular person, which is, you know, in the buttocks area, which I've heard of before. The last thing we want to, because we're running low on time here, is about the swelling, just general body swelling or leg swelling. It has to do with spleen qi deficiency, now we know, but what can people do or patch for that?
Yeah, so swelling is accumulation of damp, which can transform into phlegm. So if you look for spleen 9, it will probably be sore. If you have a swelling or edema-like problem, and spleen 9 is going to be sore. So patch spleen 9 with isoate patches to start with, or energy enhancer patches, or even Eon on the right and SP6 on the left. And I imagine once the Olavita patches come out by themselves, we could even actually use an Olavita patch on the right and a negative patch on the left. On spleen 9. So spleen 9 is a point for removing, lowering damp. And then when damp accumulates and you get chronic swelling, it often transforms into phlegm, and you can get rid of phlegm with stomach 40. And so spleen 9 stomach 40 combination is good, especially on the legs. So use a stomach 40 on the right with a positive patch or a white patch of energy enhancer or ice wave or Eon, and then spleen 9 on the left with one of the negative patches or tan patches or SP6 patch on the left on spleen 9. So you have a yin yang pair, stomach and spleen, with stomach 40 on the right with a white patch and spleen 9 on the left with a tan patch.
That's great. Now, if they actually have an ulcer because they've had that swelling in their legs, could they add anything on top of the ulcer? Like if they have a bandage, would you put like a glutathione or a carnosine or anything else on top of that?
Yep, that's exactly what I'd do. I'd use both. And you don't want it directly over an open wound, but as Dr. Karen said, yes, you put it over the bandage when the bandage is directly over the wound. Or if the wound isn't too severe and you want it to dry out and you can keep it clean, then put the white patches around the outer edges of the area as long as they're not on broken skin. And you can identify a channel that's going through the wound, you can put one of the more positive patches on the above part of the channel and more negative patch on the below part of the channel and get the chi flowing through the wound area better.
Oh, yeah, I never thought about that. That's really cool. So if you were, say, energy enhancers, left spleen 9, right stomach 40 to help with the general underlying spleen issues and the swelling and the phlegm, and then and it doesn't matter which leg the ulcer's on, you could actually put say Eon above the ulcer and say carnosine below the ulcer.
Correct.
Oh,
or
okay.
You could even put glutathione above and carnosine below, or use both Eon and glutathione above and carnosine below.
Okay, and that's because the channel is running north to south in this you know, in the outer legs? Like, what if it's an inside wound?
Say, for example, it's on the gallbladder channel and it's on the outer leg, then that's the correct direction. If the direction of the chi flow were going the other way, say if it were a yin channel on the inside of the leg, then you'd put the more positive patch below and the more negative patch above.
Okay. Yeah, so we're getting complex here for those of you that are non-acupuncturists, but the liver channel, the spleen channel, and the kidney channels are all in the lower leg, and we're talking about lower leg swelling. So if the ulcer's on those inside parts of the leg, then you'd put the white below the ulcer and the tan or the negative patch above, whereas if the ulcer's on the outer part of the leg, the back of the leg, the side of the leg, that's gallbladder and bladder and stomach channels, then you would do the opposite. You would put the white on top of the ulcer, not on top of it, but above the ulcer, and the tan or the negative patch below the ulcer.
Yep, and that's because you're following the flow of chi, the normal direction of the chi flow in that meridian.
Oh, that's great, great. Any other thoughts as far as any other protocols? Oh, actually, you know what? Before we do that, I forgot. There was somebody that emailed a question here. She just got her brand new Theta Heart and Carnosine. Theta Heart and Carnosine. So she wants to know how to use the Theta Heart and Carnosine, which is weird because does Theta Heart come with Carnosine?
I can't remember now.
Yeah, I'm thinking the brain ones, the Theta Mind comes with carnosine, but maybe the Theta Heart does too. I haven't had to use that one, so I don't remember. So she wanted to know how to use them. I know there are instructions, but maybe she lost them or maybe she didn't get instructions. I'm not sure. She doesn't know how to use them.
Okay, well, use the Theta Heart. Drink it in the morning a few minutes before you're going to eat something, like maybe 10 minutes before you eat, or even an hour. And use the carnosine patch according to the brochure for carnosine, unless there's something specific that you're aiming at.
Right, and we don't know, unfortunately, what it is. But our time is up. Oh, my gosh. So, Dr. Dennis, thank you again so much. Wow, I've written a page of notes here. This is so awesome. I think eventually we'll have to figure out a way where people can get a visual. So maybe do webinars or something like that. Maybe we can have a club, you know, so people that are members of the club can get these trainings and the visuals, and so they can get, like, slides or something so they can get all these points. Because I know sometimes on radio it's a little hard because we can't show you, you know, where the acupuncture points are. But, boy, they're pretty popular, these shows. A lot of people from around the world listening to them afterwards. So, Dr. Dennis, thank you again. You are an awesome guy and so generous with your time with us. And thanks, everyone, for calling in and listening up.
Well, you're welcome, Dr. Karen. It's always a pleasure to have a discussion with you every month. And see everybody next month. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. If you have any other questions, you can log them in at patchtrainingteam.com. Just hit contact or LifeWave Radio and leave a comment, and we'll get to your questions next month. All right, take care, everyone. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.